Sometimes I laugh at how many new field guides there are on bookshelves nowadays compared to when I was a new birder in the 1970s. But since one of my goals in life is to make sure every man, woman, and child in America has a pair of binoculars and a field guide and can recognize at least 50 species of birds, I'm glad that the number of choices for field guides continues to grow. One trusted, excellent guide originally published in 2000, Ken Kaufman's Field Guide to Birds of North America, has already been reissued, and as if to stand traditional rules on their head, this excellent book has been improved, yet costs a smaller price. The sturdy cover version dropped from $20 or $22 to $18.95. This is the only field guide that manages to use photographs in the way other field guides use drawings, providing several species on each page, lifted out of their photographic backgrounds and digitally recolored to make accurate comparisons possible even when birds have been photographed in different lighting conditions with different film. Kaufman's original guide was great, and this one keeps all the right stuff while tweaking here and there to make it even better. The main change between the editions is Ken Kaufman's wonderful new introduction. He manages to explain birding skills to beginners clearly and encouragingly without being the least bit patronizing or condescending. And he's added some wonderful conservation tips as well. I've had the great pleasure of meeting Ken at a few birding festivals, and he's warm and kind in person. This is clearly apparent in his new book, as it was in his superb memoir, Kingbird Highway, the story of Ken traipsing through the country as a teenager in his successful quest to break the all-time record of birds seen in a single year. Ken's also the author of The Peterson Guide to Advanced Birding and the great Lives of North American Birds. His new field guide is definitely a winner, but even better, it's now being offered in both an English version and a Spanish one. Considering how many of our birds spend the winter in Spanish-speaking countries and how many Americans are Hispanic, it's about time we had a field guide in Spanish. I'll enjoy the Spanish version to improve my language skills for next time I go to the tropics, and so I can get a feel for the words my little tanagers and redstarts and warblers hear half the year if they're paying attention. But more important, Kaufman's Guía de Campo a las Aves de Norte América is a lovely invitation to America's Hispanic population to come birding with us. It's the neighborly thing to do. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.